from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, Camden County officials have denounced the federal immigration detention of the owners of a restaurant in Haddon Township. The married couple that runs Jersey Kebab were arrested on Tuesday by ICE. Democratic Camden County Commissioner Louis Capelli Jr. says he took the situation as a personal attack on every resident of the county. A GoFundMe to cover legal fees for the Eminette family has raised $287,000. New Jersey News brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. Change of plans at the White House, where Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky left without signing a proposed mineral rights deal today after a combative exchange with President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance over possible settlement of the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks.
Vance said that diplomacy was the path to peace, to which Zelensky responded that Russian President Vladimir Putin had broken a ceasefire and killed Ukrainian people. Asking what kind of diplomacy, Trump later posted that Zelensky is not ready for peace with Russia. And New Jersey has its first known case of a cat infected with bird flu. State health officials say a feral cat in Hunterdon County, which was euthanized, developed severe symptoms before testing positive. Another cat on the same property also tested positive as the investigation continues. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. After a choppy day, stocks end the day up. Ongoing tariff threats from Washington and potentially sweeping government job cuts have darkened consumers' mood and may be weighing on an otherwise mostly healthy economy. Data released today showed consumers slashed their spending by the most since February 2021, even as incomes rose. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 601 points at 43,841. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area on Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ101.5.com and click on demand. More sun than clouds for Saturday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The temperature difference between the 2 days this weekend is going to be incredible, 20 to 25 degrees. Which one is the better day of the weekend? It depends on your perspective. Tonight stays quiet with a few clouds. Lows fall to around 40. And the big problem tomorrow will be a brisk wind kicking up. A little breezy in the morning, and then wind gusts of 30 or 40 miles an hour through the afternoon and evening hours. Sun and clouds tomorrow, slight chance of a quick shower. High surge into the mid to upper 50s, but then cold and blustery on Sunday. We'll see sunny skies, morning lows around 20, afternoon highs only in the mid 30s, and we stay cold for Monday with sunshine and lighter winds, highs in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington, 47 degrees. Freehold, 50. Pennsville, 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. They have the brands and styles you want during their President's Day sale. Top name furniture, free delivery, up to 50% off suggested retail prices, huge savings on quality furniture. The Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.